We went to interview Todd Harding at Harding Ranch because he has a microhydro system to run his whole ranch. This man and his family totally live off the grid, which means you are not connected to the main or national electricity grid. So let's say if something bad happened to the electricity, you wouldn't be affected at all, which is actually pretty cool. Todd Harding showed us how his microhydro worked, which it pretty much comes from his creek. And it's kind of cool how just like one little creek runs his whole ranch. He said that it took him a lot of years to build it because he built it himself, except he bought some of the materials.
I am Christina Rankin, an energy reporter for Pass the Mic, for Pass the Mic's Heart and Soul. Today I am interviewing Todd Harding about the microhydro system that he installed to provide electricity for his ranch. So Todd, how long have you lived here?
Well, I have lived here about 30 years. I was born here in Paonia. And then my dad hurt his back here on the ranch, and so he took a job with the government, the Corps of Engineers, and we were transferred around. My great-grandfather actually homesteaded the ranch we're on. My kids are the fifth generation to live here. They're 17 and 12 years old, and I hope that the ranch will be, you know, another five generations. I haven't lived here my whole life because I'm not dead yet.
Mm-hmm.
I am 51 years old, so I've lived more than half my life without commercial power, without electricity. It's made my hair fall out.
How does this work?
It works with gravity. Water weighs about 8 pounds per gallon, and we have 3,400 feet of pipe called penstock that the water runs down. And as the water runs down, it builds speed. Builds velocity, and it runs out of a jet at the end of that pipe, and it turns a Pelton wheel. And the Pelton wheel just is a wheel that has a bunch of cups on it, and it makes horsepower, and the horsepower then is converted to physical power, I guess. It turns a belt, and the belt turns the alternator, and the alternator turns and makes electricity, AC electricity.
Awesome.
And
so
it works well.
I have a question.
Okay.
I am Eden Clearwater, and I am also from the Heart and Soul, Pass the Mic. And my question is, you were saying it produces AC energy.
Mm-hmm.
Why does it produce AC energy instead of any other energy?
The other kind is DC, the direct current. And direct current you store in batteries, and then it's converted from 12 volt or 24, 48, whatever you are making electricity. Then it has to go through an inverter. And then that inverter inverts it to a usable power, like for our houses and stuff. And I, when our other ranch was running up above, that's what the kind of power I had. And I was tired of batteries, I'm tired of inverters, I'm tired of all of that stuff. And so this one is AC. So what we make here is usable power for the house. Most people, when they ask why do we do hydro or alternative energy, I think most of them are expecting some environmental, some kind of an environmental answer, like my carbon footstep. And it doesn't have anything to do with that. I'm not trying to prove anything. It was going to cost about $250,000 for DMEA to bring power up here. That just was not an option for us. If there was power here, I would be hooked onto the grid. The coal that we have in the valley, if it makes electricity, that's just super. It's wonderful. Look how many people it employs here in the valley. The natural gas thing that's on the horizon, I think there's a catch to that. I'm a little leery of converting everything over to natural gas. I think I just don't trust everybody that's involved in that. I would lots rather see Paonia continue on like it is with the coal industry. But the reason we have it is there's just nothing else. This was what we could afford. There's just nothing else. We started off with solar, went to wind, and then water, and had the three of them at our other place. And now we primarily just have the hydro plant and a little bit of solar.
Okay. where did you, like, originally hear about microhydro?
Oh, that is a good question. Microhydro power for electricity has been kind of has been a buzzword for several years, but using water for power has been around since the 1800s. There were grist mills and sawmills and, you know, just lots of ways to harness the power of water. And so, you know, it wasn't really that much more of a step for us to make electricity with it. But I know that microhydro has been around for, you know, hundreds of years.
Cool. Does it cost any money?
It costs a lot of money to install it. We have about $50,000 in the plant. It costs about $500 every 3 or 4 years for a belt. And there's a little bit of maintenance, but the main outlay was just for all the stuff to install it. It was more or less a kit that we bought from a company called Canyon Industries out of Deming, Washington. And we bought the kit and put the pipe in and then put the kit together and installed it in the building over there.
Awesome. Thank you for taking the time to talk to me.
You're very welcome. I hope I was a help.
You were.
Okay.